revius. Is Amar Rabbi Yochanan hadin the dain heavy? Like we have the same measurement right now. So the kasha is, what do you call it, atika or yeshana? In the old measurement, we have this measurement right now also. For lama korale atika, why are you calling an older measurement? We have this measurement now. So he answered him, in the game to have a biyoma is, that there's a change between the measurement used to be and the way it is right now. Is this the yami? Some say the heavy zero of a rapsa. It used to be a smaller measurement, and nowadays they added to the measurement, it's a bigger measurement. So it's not now, it's not the shear of revius, it's the old measurement that was the shear of the revius. This the yami, and some say the aziri, it was small, or it came smaller. For la yaziro kamas devi, it's not as small as it used to be. So it even came smaller right now. So the kids, so right now it's not the same shear the way it used to be. So our shear now is not the shear of revius. That's why he said the old measurement that they used to use in Tveriyam, that's the measurement of revius. So tomorrow, kamahu shear shokais. How big is the shear shokais? Coming back to Shal again, how much is the revius again? Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Yosi b'apazi, Rabbi Yosi b'arbeva b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, he wanted to measure a revius. How do we measure it now in fingers? So he gave an eitzah, you measure how much a revius is in fingers, is that tzpayim al tzpayim, 2 fingers by 2 fingers, arum etzpa machzor shlish etzpa, it has to be the height of 1 etzpa, a half and a 1/3 etzpa. If you have a kois, that's 2 etzpois by 2 etzpois, the width and the other side, the length and the width, and the height of 1 and a half and a 1/3 etzpa, that's the shear of revius by measurement through etzbois. Muratani, yovesh kezayis. The shear of dried out wine is the shear of a kezayis. This goes on, the Korbed learns, v'okei prushay. Im hoitzilu shusharabim, somebody carries out on Shabbos dried out wine, like gelled wine. How much gelled wine do you have to carry out on Shabbos that you chayu for? The shear is a kezayis. Because usually we say if you have a kezayis, the korush is a revius when it's liquefied. When it's a liquid, when it gets hard, it comes into a kezayis. So therefore, if you carry out the shear of a kezayis, you chayiv. Divir Rabbi Nosson, that's what Rabbi Nosson holds. Is Rabban in the case of Rabbi Yosi bar Bevi, b'shem Shmuel, ask you the Rabbi Nosson to Rabbi Shimon. They hold Rabbi Nosson goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. That Kamar, the Rabbi Shimon Omer, the same Rabbi Shimon says, revius, how much wine do you have to carry out to be chayiv on Shabbos? You have to carry out a revius of wine. Kachom Rav Nosson, revius. The same thing Rav Nosson also holds. How much wine do you have to carry out when it's liquefied? A revius. Likashi Yisharish v'yibay kezayis. Because this shear, when it becomes likashi yikarish, when it becomes gelid, when it becomes hard, it comes to be the shear of the kezayis. So that's this shear. In other words, I meant to say, before we add a shear, you don't need a revius of wine. It's enough kedei mezigas hakayis. It's enough for a quarter of a revius. So maybe according to that measurement, you would not need a revius. So he's saying that Rav Nosson said here, you have to carry out the kezayis of dried out wine, goes according to Rav Shimon Shita. That holds that by yayin, you only chayim if you carry out a full revius of yayin. Therefore, a full revius of liquid, when it comes to be korish, it comes to be a kezayis. So tomorrow, Rabbi Simin b'shem Rishu ben Levi. Maisa happened, the praedas Rabbi, Rabbi's praeda, Rabbi's mule, Shemaisa died. And now the blood came out. V'tiru as doma. The rabbanon there will metire its blood, mishum nevela. It doesn't have tumas nevela. Even though an animal when it dies, if you touch it, you touch the dead cook, the dead animal, it's metama tumas nevela. He said the blood though of a dead animal doesn't have tumas nevela on it. That was the maitza there. V'shor Reb Loz asked Rabbi Simon. So Reb Loz asked the shal from Simon now, ad kama, like how much blood comes out do we still say it's Torah? Is it no matter how much, or maybe only less than a revius? Lo yashkech bei. Rabbi Simoyah didn't answer him. He didn't answer him back. Melo v'shor Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So Rabbi Leza went and asked Rabbi Shua ben Levi the shayla. The Yom Aleh, he answered back to him, ad revius Torah. The only demise was up until revius blood comes out of the mule, then we say it's Torah. Yes, revius tummy. But if more than revius came out, then tak it's tummy. Obiyish for Reb Leza, that Reb Leza got angry at Reb Simoi, the loichazale, Reb Simoi Shmuasa. How come Reb Simoi didn't answer him? Because Reb Leza first asked the shout to Reb Simon, and it said loichazale, he didn't answer him, didn't turn to him. So after Reb Leza found out the terrors from Yeshua Malevi, he was a little angry at Reb Simon, how come you didn't answer me? Reb Beva Hevi Yosef, Reb Beva was sitting there. Is Masni Hodinuv, he said over this mice what happened. Is Omele Reb Yitzchok Bar Kahana, Ad Revi Yistori, also the same sack. Now that they said the blood that came out of the mule, the dead mule, is tor, it's only up until the revius of blood. Ma'ashenkin yoisim ikan, if more than revius of blood came out, hatayatake rid his tummy. Uboyit bay, and he got angry. No, before I start, this he asked of Torah to Shaila. His omle of Yitzhak bar bisnekana. He asked back to Rabbeva a Shaila. Ad revius tor, is it true that only up until revius is tor, and yoisim ikan is tummy, or not? He was mesupin. And he answers with Torah to Shaila. Uboyit bay, and he didn't answer him back, he just also turned his head away from him, he didn't answer him back. Is omle of Zrika, so Zrika asked him, begin the Shailoch at, boyit bay. Because somebody asked you a question, like turn your face at him, like boy, excuse me, you kicked him, like you acted not nice to him, you just turned away from the person. Like even if you didn't know an answer, you shouldn't turn around like that. Omalei answered him back like this, begin lehevi daiti bei bitne bei. Since my mind wasn't at peace, like I wasn't at peace right now, I was a little nervous now, that's why I answered him, I turned around. Like he didn't want him to ask me right now. He wasn't in a good mood right now, that's why he answered back like this. Why wasn't he in a good mood? What was wrong? The Yomer Reb Chonin. The pasuk says, "V'hoyu chayachot luyim l'chom mineged," means your life will be telling somebody else. Zesh lakeh chitim l'shona. You buy chitim for 1 year. It's the pshat is you don't have the business going. You're not sure you'll have money for next year or not. You don't own any karka. So mainly you have problems. You buy and sell also small quantities. Also, you're not sure you're gonna have a panosa. That you have to be samech on the baker, because you don't have your own bread to bake. You have to be samech on the baker, and your pashtets, sometimes sound like our bakers here, every single day they have. And all of a sudden, maybe the baker won't have bread either. So you won't have what to eat. The kids said, you're samech on somebody else, you have worries. The Anoi said, samech na palter. I don't have my own bread, I'm samech on somebody else's bread. So right now, he had little problems on his head. That's why he didn't want to hear the shala now, and that's why he didn't want to answer the shala right now. What's the maskana? What's the locha? Our shaila was, they said over a mice that happened by Rebbe, that his mule died and the blood came out, they said it's Torah. Our shaila is, how much blood comes out is it still Torah? Only up until Revius, but more than that maybe is Tomei, or maybe no. Maybe more than Revius is Tomei. So what's the locha? Heyed Rebbe Yeshua ben Psoira, al dam nevelu shu Torah. He said, alocha, no, dam nevelu is Torah. Now, so partially meant to say, no matter how much comes out, even if a revius of blood comes out from the nevela, still it's tor. So Gemara wants to say, maybe no. Mal tor, maybe that the Yeshua meant to say it's tor, toyim alahachshir. Maybe you only meant to say its blood doesn't have a lach like water. If its blood goes on Paris, it's not machshir the Paris like Kabotumma. Maybe that's all he meant to say. It's tor that's not machshir anything like Kabotumma. Abo letimais mitama. Maybe it could be metama something else though. Maybe in itself it has a tumas nevela on it. Mashpah from the korbanet, I call upon him the rabbanon. It should have a din tumas nevela. That if we touch it now, it's metamaros. So you wouldn't have a clear right that he said it's Torah. The verse says no. I tell you that can't be pshat in Yeshua. Because tamon taninon, we learned in the Gemara in Mishnah Machshir, and it says like this: that dam hasheretz, the blood that comes out of a sheretz, a dead sheretz. Kipsori. It has the same malacha like its boser. That means metama v'yeinu machshir. That it's metama. If you touch the blood of a sheretz, it's metama you. But that blood does not have a malacha like water. If it goes on peris, it's not machshir those peris the kabotuma. But the Mishnah there says v'yein lanu kiyotzeboy. There's no other blood that has the same malacha like this blood. You see, only the blood of a sheretz has this halacha that it's not machshir, but it's metama. So mainly you can't say before that Yeshua ben Psoira said that the dam that comes out of a nevela is Torah. You wanted to say, what does Torah mean? It's Torah that it's not machshir, peiros akabotumah, but in itself is tummy. That can't be true. Because here the Mishnah Machshirin says the only type of a case that you have like this, that the blood is tummy, but not machshir, is only the blood of a sheretz. Mashma, the dam of the nevela, can't have this halacha. So, if Yeshua said the dam of the veil is tor, the yadamin is tor legamer. It's not makabot. It's not matamaros at all. Now, the Gemara note, maybe there's no raya yet. I'll tell you like this. Maybe v'shir tumosoi shedame matama kipsori. Maybe that the Mishnah Machshir meant to say the only case we have is by dam sheretz. Maybe means in the other chiddush that the Mishnah says how much blood of a sheretz do you need to touch to matama you kipsori. But there's a chiddush by a sheretz, even if a sheretz is a small like a chadosha, like a small lentil, it's metamros. So that's chiddush by the blood of a sheretz. even though by the blood of other things you have to have at least a revius of blood, here the blood of a sheretz, the chiddush is, has the same halacha like the basar of the sheretz. So maybe only for this chiddush does the Mishnah Machshirim say, this is the only blood that has this chiddush. That how much blood of a sheretz do you need to touch to matami you? Here's the tremendous chiddush. Only you have a small amount of blood, the size of a chadoshim, the size of chipsaroi, that's the din that's matami you. But maybe no other blood has this halacha. But maybe the blood of nevela could have the halacha, that if you have a revius of blood that came out of a nevela, maybe that is matami you. I of Yeshua said it's tor. Maybe tor means it's not machshel kabotumah. It's not machshir. Either the Mishnah Machshirim says the only case you have that's not machshir but tummy is dam sheretz. No, the Mishnah there only means the second chiddush, that dam sheretz has tumah, even though it's only the amount of chadosh like a lentil, that only applies by dam hasheretz. But by other dam, maybe it would be metame. So maybe we have no raya from the Mishnah in Machshirim. So back to the Shiloh, what's the locha? When you have this nevela that's dead and the blood comes out of it, if you have more than revius of dam, is it tummy or not? The Gemara says, "Omer Reb Yosi, pligin bo trei amaroyim." It's a machlokes amaroyim. Chad ama tomei v'chad ama tor. One says it's tomei, one says it's tor. Man di ama tomei Reb Yehuda. It goes to the Reb Yehuda shita. Yehuda holds that it's tomei. Or man di ama tor Reb Yishur ben Mesorv. It goes to the Reb Yishur ben Mesorv's shita. Doesn't say here where the shitas are, but mashma they hold the shita. Omer le Reb Avdumi demin nechusa v'yoyis. It's taka right what you said. To Rabbi Yehuda, Moraina the Venesia, he used to pass and used to be the Moira Hero for the Venesia Heve, and he passed and there was Torah. So it's Sarai, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says, Rabbi Yehuda said it's Tummy. He passed over, he was the Moira Hero for the Venesia, and Rabbi Yehuda passed and it was Tummy. So it's good that you are saying now, the one that says it's tummy holds like Reb Yehuda Shita. Reb Yehuda is the one that stuck holds the blood is tummy. If you have more than a revius of blood that came out of nevela, if you touch it now, it's matami you. So right, the Sal Mishnah says what, when the Kohen or the whoever went in to make the Truma Talishcha, he can't wear pockets or other things that we shouldn't be choshed him, maybe stealing. Shem Yonav Yoimru. Maratoni Reb Yishmoel. Kovitz La Yitrim. A person has a lot of hair, should not go to take the Truma. Because we're from Mifnei Achashad, because he'll be afraid, maybe he puts money in his big hair, his big chup he has. Maybe he'll put the money in his hair, so the guy that has a lot of hair can't go in to make the truma. Tony, Hagizborim Hoy Mafasbasim Bekiltalin. He used to check him out to make sure he didn't steal anything. So he has two pshatim in the carbonator. Mafasbasim Bekiltalin means Hoy Mispashbashin Besheyer Hatarim. As much hair as he did have, when he came out, he used to shake out, comb out his hair. He used to make sure he has nothing in his hair. If he was sweating and his hair was stuck together, he used to comb out his hair to make sure nothing was in his hair. All right. Another pshat was, it was a begad, so wool. If you wear a woolen begad, it had a lot of hair on the begad, he used to comb out that begad to make sure there's no money stuck in his begad. Tony, medabrin hoyu imoy. He used to talk to this guy. Mishashu niklas at shashu yaita. From the time he went in to the time he went out, to make sure he didn't put any money in his mouth. So to make sure his mouth is open, he used to talk to him the whole time. Make sure he's not stealing the money. What do you got to talk to him for? Let him go in with a mouth full of water, and as far as he can come out with a mouth full of water. If he stole there, the water will come out. No, when he makes the truma, he has to make a bracha. So since he has to talk, we can't fill his mouth with water. Therefore, the answer is, we talk to him the whole time, make sure he's not stealing. From the Torah, Nevi'im Muksuvim, you have this raya that you have to be clean from people. People shouldn't choshed you, you did something wrong. Which posik is the best posik we see the best from? Or Malay, the Yisim Nekiyim Hashem from Yisrael. That's clearly. You have to be clean from Hashem and also from Yisrael. That Yisrael should not have any choshim doing anything wrong. So let's see the next Mishnah. Shall based on Gamliel, Hoya Nichnas, when they used to give the Truma, the Machsa Shekel, to people in Gamliel's house, Hoya Nichnas used to walk into the Beis HaMikdash, the Shikla Ben Etzboisav, he used to have the Shekel in between his fingers, for Zorka, and he would throw it, Lefnei HaTorim.
B'shas, the person, we said in our mission before, used to go in with three buckets to take out the truma, take out the money from the master shekel, as they wanted to make sure their money got into the basket now and wasn't left behind. So they held the master shekel in their hands, and as soon as the Torah was about to take this basket and fill it up, he used to throw the money right in front of him to make sure his money would get into the truma. For Yatorim, and the person that saw that, the Bezdin that did it, Mischavin had kavona, but doichvoter kupon, made sure their machzor shekel got into the kupon, that they used the money right now to buy the kavonis for. So the Gemara says it was only like a chumra b'yalma that he did it. Havad, like I said before, everybody's yoytzim. But then he wanted to be makpah that his money should get into that kupon that they used to buy the kavonis right away. Ein haturim turim. The person now that made the truma can't do it. First, like he has to ask Rishus. Before he goes into Lishcha, he has to ask the people outside, should I go in and make the truma? Then the other people have to answer back to him. Torim, 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 Shosh Pomin. They have to answer back to him three times, yes, it's okay for you now to make the truma. Torim Eser Rishonim. So they used to make the truma, the first one was Preis HaPesach on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They used to make the first truma. V'chifo Bekat Flius. After they made the truma, they covered up the lishka now with skin. They covered it up in order that the new money that's going to come in later, the people didn't give the master shekel yet, they want the new money to go on top of this sheet of leather. Today, when they make the second truma on Shavuos, they should take the money from the new money that came in. Hashnia was shas on Shavuos, before Shavuos, and took the second truma. Afterwards, also the chifa, the katliyos. They would also cover up this lishcha again with another piece of skin. Today, that the new money, the master shekel, keeps on coming in for the people living far away, didn't get in time yet, that money is put on top, and was trying to make the third truma. By Sukkis, it should be taken from the new money that came then. Hashlishis lehoye mechapa. But once they made the third truma after Sukkis, then there's no reason to cover it up anymore, because you didn't make any more truma halishkas. Why did they used to cover it up? Because maybe you'll make a mistake and take the truma like Shavuos time from the same money you already took the truma before. Why? So that's not right. You're supposed to take the truma from the new money that comes in. Torah Meser Rishoyna L'Shem Eretz Yisrael. When he takes the first truma on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they had in mind the mistama, this is the money from Eretz Yisrael, because these are the people that live close by, and they all got the machzor shekel here in time. For Yashnia, when it came before Shavuot that they made the second truma, L'shem Kruachim HaMakofim Lo. They said, now we have in mind mistama, this comes from the people that lives in the Kruachim, like outside Yerushalayim. For Yashlishis, B'shas, they made the third truma, by Sukkot time, L'shem Bovel, they had a mind, some disconsolate people live very far away. It took them a long time until they got the master shekel here. L'shem Bovel, L'shem Modai, or L'shem Medinas Rechoikis. They had a mind then, L'shem the far away Medinas. Just the first Gemara, just Shavuos Gamliel.